Chapter 4. Living Under the Taliban. The Taliban were in the Swat Valley, and things were very bad for the people there. Children could not play many games or watch many things on television. People could not do normal things, and living with the extremists was very difficult. The Taliban spoke about their religion, but it was different to the people's Islam. The people did not know this religion. The beautiful Swat Valley was not the same. The war quickly moved to other parts of Pakistan and to the capital city, Islamabad. Many people died and the country had terrible problems. The Pakistan army arrived in the Swat Valley and they looked for the Taliban. The men from the army flew over the valley and they threw sweets and balls to the children. Malala was now in the top class at a new school. She worked very hard, and she and her best friend, Maniba, were very good students. The days of war were very dark, but school gave Malala and Maniba a place to laugh and to forget about the problems of the world. They enjoyed working together and writing funny stories. At school, Malala could forget about the problems of the world. But in the streets, the bombs did not stop falling. Sometimes they hit the ground very close to Malala's home. This made her and her brothers very frightened. Malala's father and his friends wanted to tell people about the war and about the Taliban. They started speaking to journalists about the war and the problems in Pakistan. Malala also wanted to talk to journalists. In 2008, she spoke to a big group of people about the Taliban. "They are very dangerous," she said. She was only 11 years old. Every day things got worse and worse. The Taliban did not speak about the true Islamic religion. Now they wanted to stop all girls going to school. The people of the Swat Valley did not support the Taliban now, but they did not try to fight them because they were too frightened. Many children did not play normal games. They played Army and Taliban games. It was difficult to sleep at night because the noise from the bombs was very loud. Malala and her brothers often woke up in the night and were very frightened. Malala often woke up in the night. Malala did not stop talking to journalists about the war. Then the BBC asked her to write about living in the Swat Valley with the Taliban. At the start, she used a different name, and she emailed her work to a journalist in secret. Then he emailed it to the BBC. Malala wanted to tell her story. It was important. In the next few months, many people across the world read about Malala. In 2008, a very dark day came for Malala. The Taliban stopped girls going to school. This made Malala and her friends very sad, and on her last day of school, Malala cried and cried. Malala told the world her story. She wanted people to know about the problems in Pakistan. "Don't tell your story," many people told her. "The Taliban are dangerous men." But Malala was very brave, and she did not stop speaking. A few months later, the fighting in Mingora got worse. The Pakistan army wanted everyone in the town to leave. Then they could fight the Taliban and get them out of Pakistan. Malala's family were very sad to leave. The Swat Valley was their home, and they loved it very much. Malala and her family had to leave Mingora.